Hi guys, so back again. As you know, I'm doing my mental health subject, mental health nursing subject at the moment, and I'm about to start that placement. So today I thought we'd talk a bit about mental health in the community and the effects that it can have on some people. So I've got Ross here with me.
Hello, my name's Ross. I'm studying arts at La Trobe and I'm doing a major in history, and I pull a lot of my subjects from sociology, which as of last year we're looking at the demographics of suicide rates in Australian society and how that can be negligated by government policy and that sort of thing.
Yep. So studying nursing has really brought to my attention the rate at which mental health issues affect Australians today. And I feel like knowing what to do in those situations and encountering it is not just for nurses or health professionals to learn about. I feel like everyone in the community should know something about it, because at least one in three people in Australia, it's predicted, will have an issue with a mental health issue in their lifetime, be that depression, anxiety, manic depression, or bipolar, as it's more commonly known, or even stress-related disorders, things like that. And it's especially prominent in young people, so I think it's really important for everyone to know about it, not just the nursing and health professionals that deal with it in hospital. Ross has got some statistics to share with you from his course.
So in Australia, there are twice the amount of deaths from suicide than there is for the road toll in 2012. That's 1,300 versus 2,500. There are over 300 suicide attempts every day in Australia. That's about one every 10 minutes. And on average, one in 30 attempts on someone's life is successful. Over 60% of those who tried to commit suicide were young males. It equals about 1,900 males and about 600 females.
And that was in 2012?
That was in 2012. Yeah.
So, obviously there's a few different signs and symptoms to look out for. The trick is to know how much is too much. A lot of people feel down or sad when something bad happens in their life. A lot of people have times where they feel anxious, like exams, things like that. But when we classify it as a disorder is when it has a measurable impact on your daily life. When you withdraw from activities that you used to enjoy, if you see someone who, you know, has sort of cut off a lot from their social group, things like that, and when it's having a debilitating effect, both depression and anxiety, on your daily life is when we start to get concerned.
So there is support out there. There's Beyond Blue. There's another Beyond Blue brochure, but Beyond Blue is really good. Just go on the website if you have a friend or you are feeling yourself the symptoms. And there's always, if you're at La Trobe, we have counselling services that run, and there's lovely phone numbers on the back and an office. You can go talk to someone. Because a lot of the time, talking to someone does help a lot. Just having someone who's neutral and just wants to listen to you does help.
And there's also counselling services within pretty much all high schools these days. And of course, all universities as well offer counselling services. Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching, guys.